Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazza.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
A Cambridge team is in the running for a share of £10,000. They've designed something called the AC Biode, the first AC batteries and electric system to be designed for use in e-mobility and energy storage. The competition is Engineers in Business, and that's a combined team from the University of Cambridge and Anglia Ruskin as well. One of the team members is Robert Kunzman. He is on the line now. Good morning to you, Robert. I can hear some frantic typing here at the other end, but I can't hear Robert.
Hello.
Ah, Robert, there you are. Oh. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Julian. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Tell me a little bit, first of all, about the competition, Engineers in Business. And in particular, I'm intrigued because it seems to be a combined team which is going in from both the University of Cambridge and Anglia Ruskin. It's not often, at least I don't think it's very often, that the two universities here work together on a project.
Indeed. So it actually started out with my friend from Anglia Ruskin University, and he said to me, hey, we've got this competition here at Anglia Ruskin. I've won it 2 years ago, and I think it's great. We should join our forces and try and do something about it.
Okay.
And that was back in before the pandemic hit, we joined the Anglia Ruskin Big Pitch competition with our AC Biode idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then around June, I think we won a share of £6,000 there, which then led us to go to the next level. So that was the local level here in Cambridge. And that then catapulted us to applying for this UK-wide competition.
How difficult, the inevitable COVID question, how difficult has it been to work together during a lockdown with, you know, various levels of restrictions that we've all had to go through these past few months?
Mm. On a business level, it's been okay because we are just on Zoom calls and video conferencing. On a technical level, it is more difficult to progress with doing some prototyping. But for business competitions, I think it's been a great advantage if you're doing several competitions that are in different places, and all you need to do is turn on your computer. So this morning I didn't have to go to the radio station. I'm just at home talking to you.
Yeah, I do wonder about this actually. Sometimes we actually manage to get more and different guests as a result of the fact that we're not saying to people, yes, and we'd like you to come into the studio just at the time there's the most traffic on the roads in Cambridge. It's something to think about. So look, tell me a little bit more about AC Biode and what it does and how it works. And I think you might have to explain this in very simple terms for me if you can, please, Robert.
Yeah, so this is not the engineering audience here, like in the competition. In simple terms, you have electric vehicles, which means it's electric cars, of course, but we have drones, we have electric scooters, and then there's even JCB launched their first electric machine.
Oh my goodness, an electric digger.
Exactly, it's amazing, and this is exactly what a lot of people are calling for. On the political side, it is very clear we need electric vehicles, but on the engineering side, there are many problems. And we've looked at the system, okay, of the electric vehicles, because you always hear we need bigger batteries, we need better batteries, and the understanding is just replace the combustion engine with electric motor, and instead of fuel tank you get a battery, and if you do that you run into all sorts of problems. One thing we've noticed is that when you charge the car, you might charge at home or you might charge at an electric vehicle station, or you're charging in AC, so that is alternating current. That means that electricity fluctuates around 50 times a second. It might fluctuate between minus 200 volts and plus 200 volts. But when it goes into your car, it needs to be converted into DC, direct current.
And that's the current you would get normally from a battery, I think, isn't it, I think? So it's that sort of mix between the socket in the wall and what you get with a battery that you might have, I don't know, to power a torch or something.
Exactly. And for torches, that is totally fine, because what you need at the other end is also direct current. So it's a non-fluctuating current that's straight power.
Mm.
And that's great for small things like your smartphone, and no one's ever going to change that. But when you're talking about electric vehicles with very strong engine, they're like three-phase AC motors, then what you get is you need to convert the electricity again when it comes out of the battery. So you're converting it effectively twice.
Ah, so once in and then once before you can actually power the cart or whatever to make it go along. And so that's pretty important by the sounds of things. So what does your system do that can't be done at the moment within an electric vehicle, electric scooter, whatever?
In a nutshell, you're charging the battery in AC and it stores this AC current that comes from the grid. So that means that you don't need to convert it or to do that. On the other side, what's coming out is a bit more complicated. But on this side already, we have the advantage that the electric system itself becomes a lot simpler and a lot cheaper. And the whole electric system, we have estimated, and we've got some battery manufacturers' opinions on that as well, saying that the whole system will have a 30% higher capacity. What that means is you jump into your car and you drive, and when other batteries would run out, this car can go 30% further. So instead of 300 miles, it would go 400 miles just because it's our system. It might be the rest of the technology might be the same, but it would run a third further. So that's one of the key points that we emphasize, which is so important.
Yeah, no, very, very much so. I guess the last thing, if you've got an electric car, I guess it's why people are using hybrid cars, for example, or because it gives that extra reassurance if the battery isn't going to last or they can't find a charging point. I know there's a number of charging points for electric cars around Cambridge, but in the grand scheme of things, there's not that many of them anywhere. So what happens? You're going up for the award next week. If you get a share of the £10,000, you don't get all of it, I don't think. What happens? Are you then able to develop further, do new prototypes?
Exactly. So we have a small prototype right now of a battery, an AC battery, at 1 ampere hour. It's about the size of your phone, maybe 3-4 phones. And what we need is really to scale that up, because battery manufacturers, it looks interesting, but this small toy, we can't use that. We need a bigger one. We need at least 20 times this much. And this is what we're looking to do. We're looking to scale that up, and then we can test with smaller vehicles. So that would be drones. We're hoping in spring that we can start with that smaller prototype and put that into drones and see how the drone's flying, measure the performance, measure the outputs of the battery. Mm-hmm. And with that prize money, we're hoping to invest that in getting more prototyping material, such as chargers and materials for making more prototypes.
And this, the competition, presumably you're doing this on top of your regular studies.
That is, like many things, the case. Whenever you want to do more than you need it, you're required to.
Yeah.
You gotta put in those mornings and those weekends.
Have you found, you feel it's worth it though? Very much so, I would have thought.
I think just the fact that when I graduate and my teammate just graduated, we're not just there looking, oh, what do we do now? We have this degree, but we don't know what we want to do. But we already have some project going that we can work on.
Right.
Just that gives us some orientation, like a star on the horizon that we can aim towards and say, hey, this is something that we're doing right now.
Yeah. How many years have you got left on the studies?
I'm in my final year. Yeah. Right. Mechanical engineering.
Okay. Well, Robert, thank you very much for speaking to us.
It was lovely, Julian.
This morning. Really interesting here. And best of luck next week as well, which I think is when the competition takes place. Really good to speak to you. Thank you very much. That's Robert Kunzman telling us about his AC Biode, which he and some fellow team members are putting together. Joint project between Anglia Ruskin and the University of Cambridge on that, and Robert explaining how that is happening. That takes time to 8:42.